Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into a daddy-daughter episode. Daughter number one, Cherie, with me. I wish I had her more often, but I can't afford her. not at her pay, no, but when we do get her, we're glad to have her. Cherie, we got a lot of text messages coming in. Got the Rising Outlaw. He's headed to his first cowboy action match after 12 years defeating cancer. Well, congratulations. Also, he completed 15 years listening to the show every Saturday morning. He sure misses Captain Toad, Tofield Bourgeois. We all do. And he says, it's fabulous to hear your voice again. Tell Glenn Sanchez hello for me. We also had a question about a processor in St. Charles Parish. We actually couldn't find one, but we sent a list out. If you are looking for a hog processor to donate a hog for Hunters for the Hungry, let us know, and we'll see if we can help you find a processor in your area. LSU playing Arkansas tonight. It's going to be Razorback on the tailgate table today. Go Tigers. That's from Dr. Dan. We got Pickle from Ponchatoula checking in. What's he want?
Wants to know about how's the fishing over there.
In Happy Jack. We'll get Ryan Lambert. That's his territory. We'll get him to talk about
that.
Yeah,
didn't you do a history lesson on Happy Jack?
I did on Happy Jack. And, found the reason why it was named Happy Jack. Somebody wanted to know. All right, here's one that will bring memories back to you. I used to roast a pig for Halloween at friends, the Merchant Brothers in Alvin, Texas. Still got my steel spit to roast and extra meat in the woods. It's hard to pass a good pork chop. I'm feeding one now, getting him close for an arrow. That's from Big Mike in Bayou Liberty. Alvin, Texas, you lived there for a while.
Yeah, I lived there quite a while. Enjoyed living in Alvin.
All right, we got another one just pulling up to the hunting camp in Montpelier, trying to get a deer with the crossbow butt. Lots of hogs there, and they'll take one if they come by. That's from our North Shore rocker. And this one says, it's a beautiful thing. You and your daughter are so close. I can't take my oldest daughter hunting at the moment because she's busy with my new granddaughter. Well, congratulations on that. So hunting by herself for now, and yes, they have a hog problem in Bucks County, and take them every chance they get. Love the show as always. Have a great weekend. That's from my friend, the Irish Coonass. And the Worm's back with us. What's he talking about now?
I'm watching Robbie Campo on TV trying to catch trout at Comfort Island.
No, he's not. He's in Kentucky working on a deer. Well, I do TV. See, that's the advantage radio has. It's real time. It's right now. Robbie's working on deer stand. He's not catching trout, but it's good to watch when he is. All right. Dixie Ranch has a work weekend. Getting ready for the youth weekend for the kids to have some fun.
So we got the limb hanger here in Possum Bend, Alabama, Wilcox County, about to get to the ground blind and try to use that stick pusher and harvest a target buck this morning. I love that language.
You need a translator.
Yeah. We're just off Alabama River, so we try to combat the hogs any way we can, net trap, spot, or stalk with dogs after the deer season.
All right, go get them. And here's one from Big Mike. He says, one of Cherie's goats would be good on a spit. Mucho cabrito goats at the Woodlands taste better. He's never seen your goat, so he would not say that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. African pygmies are more like hors d'oeuvre cabrito.
And here's a welcome back, Cherie. This is he tuned in just in time to hear about the whole hog barbecue. Got him thinking of delicious pork dishes of the Boucherets. Now he's hungry. Hope the Tigers enjoying a whole hog barbecue tonight against the Arkansas Razorback. That's from our Mobile, Alabama buddy, David Hubble. And Lafitte LT said the ladies had a great time at the Grand Isle Women's Rodeo last weekend. All the boats caught plenty of fish, but no one placed. In Clarksville, Tennessee, Now with the granddaughter doing gymnastics. He booked a hunt with his nephew in next month at Hackberry Rod and Gun. Going to celebrate him being cancer-free. Another congratulations. And we're hearing from my buddy Jason the Barber. He's probably getting ready over there to cut some hair this morning. And here's one. Who is the most famous politician you went fishing with? I have to think on that for a minute, but I'll get back to you on that one. But right now, we got to take a quick break. We come back. Mike Gallo joins us, our Born on the Bayou guy. He's going to give us a report on his area and also tell you about a special trip I'll be joining him on next week. We'll talk about it after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And that is our walk-up music for Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. His report each week is brought to you by CETO. You know them, the yellow boats that come to the rescue when you need them, whenever you need them. Free towing. They also will deliver you fuel. If you run a little short, you need a jump start for an electrical problem. If none of that gets you back up and running, they'll tow you dock to dock. And as many times as you need it, as often as you need it, hopefully never. And if you don't ever need it, you've got peace of mind. It's only $249 for a whole year. Then you get to renew it after that. And Captain Mike believes in it. I believe in it because I've heard too many people tell great stories about how CETO came to their aid in a time of need. And Captain Mike joins us now. And, Mike, I know you make an annual hunting trip with your buddy Mark over in Mississippi, and you got a pretty high success rate on deer. Do y'all ever encounter any hogs? Do y'all take hogs on his lease?
Don, I've never seen a hog out there, and they want to keep it that way. So there's a rule. If a hog shows up, shoot it.
I got you. A lot of places have that rule, and if you can keep them off, that's the best thing. But if not, well, you know, just added meat to the freezer. Well, Mike, how's the wind been playing with you guys? Wrecking havoc with you, or finding some places to get out of it and catch some fish?
Well, it has been very windy, and obviously that creates a challenge. I think Glenn had the best advice: put your back to the wind. In other words, don't try to fight the wind. Cast with the wind. There's places where you can put your back to the wind, anchor, power pole down, however you choose to keep your boat still, and just cast with the wind. Make it easy on yourself. I have been having a fair amount of success fishing the deep holes where two bayous come together, or a turn in a bayou where there's a washout. And I might have to fish six or eight of them throughout the day, but we seem to be averaging 30 to 40 fish a day, depending on do I have two people or three people fishing with me. Live bait's been working very well. Wrigley's Marina has a great supply of live bait. I've also been catching them on a new matrix shad called Limelight. Really good-looking lure, got some sparkles in it. Kind of a light green tint, and it's been paying dividends for me every day this week.
And what size is it you're throwing?
It's the little 3-inch matrix, and I'm fishing it, of course, on a drop shot along the bottom. It's my standard routine. I'll get my customers started with live shrimp, get them set up, make sure they, you know, get the hang of things, and I might, if I get a minute, stand beside a couple of them and see if that plastic will work right next to them.
Mm-hmm. I got a question from the big man Bassin. Wanted me to ask you about those green trout. You know, you fish some areas where it goes both ways. You can catch fresh and saltwater fish. Have you encountered any green trout along with the speckled trout?
You know, I had that same question asked me a week or so ago, because this time of year we're fishing more in the marsh. And that's obviously where the bass hang out. And I answered that question this way. We had a low river this year, which generally means our salinity is a little higher than normal. It kills off a lot of the grass, makes our fishing a little bit easier. We don't get tangled up. And I've caught some, but not very many, so far this fall, less than 10 bass.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some there. I would assume they moved where there's fresher water, wherever that might be, into Pearl,
yep,
or further north.
further north, upriver for sure. Mike, we got a special fishing trip coming up to honor a longtime listener of this program and a longtime fishing buddy of yours, Dutch Prager. Tell us about it.
Well, when Dutch passed away, I didn't want to think that his legacy ended with his passing. And I just came up with the idea of sharing one of Dutch and I's favorite fishing spots. So how could we do that? Kind of put my thinking cap on and came up with, if I share one of my spots, can we put it on a map? And obviously the guy who makes the best maps in the area is our good friend Glenn Shore, who makes standard mapping maps as well as the LA One card. So I reached out to you to reach out to him, and through that, we're going to mark one of Dutch's favorite spots on the standard mapping maps as well as the LA One card, and Dutch's legacy will live on.
I don't think there's a better way to honor him than when people go out there, he'll come to mind whenever they see it come up on their map. You know, we'll be fishing Dutch's Corner, as it's going to be called, in the Biloxi Marsh. So we're looking forward to it. Hope he's smiling down on us and we get to catch a few fish when we go out there to show the spot and mark the spot. Dutch would have been 100 years old coming up this January.
Yes, he would have been 100 years old, and I'm sure he would have wished to fish in the Biloxi Marsh one more time, as we all want to wish to fish one more time.
Yep, one more cast. That's all we ask. Mike, thanks for the report. As always, looking forward to the trip next week. Weather looks really good. If you would, give out your contact information, because I know a lot of people want to check out the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge and then get up early the next morning and get out and do some fishing with you.
Yeah, I got a lodge full of people right now that we're about to head out. Got several boats heading out. I do have one more thing I need to tell you, Don. I was asked to share this information to your listeners. Shanna over at Wrigley's Marina has about 150 gift bags for the children that come to the marina. These are Halloween gift bags, so they got candy in them for the kids. It's grown over the years. I think she said her target was 150 to 200 bags. So all the kids that come to the Wrigley's Marina will get a treat.
That's awfully
sweet.
As far
as reaching me, as far as reaching me, you can find me at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. Angling Adventures of Louisiana on social media. And the reliable telephone, 985-781-7811.
That's awful sweet of Shana to give those bags out to the kids. Let me ask you this. If she's got Reese's, is there an age limit? Maybe you and I could stop there before our trip, pick up a couple of those bags?
I'm hoping to snag one in just a minute. I'm in the parking lot right now about to go get my bait, and I was thinking the exact same thing.
All right. We'll see you, Mike. Thanks for the report. We appreciate it.
All right, Don. Y'all have a good day.
All righty. When we come back after this, it's time for our paddlers/peddlers report. Brendan Bayard will update us on last weekend's Fallen Tide. What a phenomenal turnout and catches that were made during that tournament. Maybe their best ever. We'll talk to him right after this pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And it's time for our Paddler's Report, brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie, where today they're having the last day of their sale tomorrow. They're going to be open to, well, I guess that would be today, actually. 40% off in the store with markdown kayaks, rods, reels, and clothing. It's your last chance to get your name into a drawing for the LSU Edition U-Keg. It's a portable, refillable mini keg, and you can take your draft beer to your tailgate. So check it out. It's No Wake Outfitters. Stop by and see Justin and the gang over there. What a great store. Really catered to the paddlers. 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. That's not far from where Causeway Boulevard intersects with Airline. Sheree, did y'all have a kayak you kept over at your beach house on Surfside, or was that a neighbor?
No, we actually do have one and still have it.
You still have it?
Still have it, yeah.
I remember Blake dragging that thing out to the beach and going after those redfish over there.
Well, we got a nice reservoir up there by our place in Kansas, so maybe we'll get to use it again.
There you go. Well, we got a report coming up right now. Let's bring in Brendan Bayard. And, Brendan, I'll tell you what a fantastic turnout in tournament they had. You know, Fallen Tide has not always had the best of weather, but, man, it was phenomenal. Tell us what went on last week. You were down there.
Yeah, Don, we had a wonderful stretch of, must have been 5 days up to it with, winds of, less than 10 miles an hour, great conditions, lots of clean water down there, shrimp popping everywhere. You'd paddle in the marsh and the shrimp would practically fill in your boat where your feet were, just jumping all around. And you were like, man, I should have brought a cast net instead of a rod. they're very thick out there right now, and the fish are loving it. They're biting everywhere I went. We had several days where we would just catch, limits of trout between, 30 minutes and an hour in the morning. Lots of redfish, weren't very spooky everywhere we went. I primarily fished between Port Sulphur and Yellow Cotton Bay, just kind of bouncing around to the different areas. Lots of big flounder being caught. Congratulations to Francis Tran. Came in from Mississippi and won the event, qualified for the Hobie Saltwater Series Championship, which is coming up in December. And there was a great turnout. We had, 20 people more than last year. I finished seventh, but, I was very close to the weight Francis had, like I think 0.4 pounds away, but there were seven people in between us. That's just how good the fishing was. I had a almost 20 inch trout, a 25 and a half inch red, and like a 17 inch flounder, and that was good for seventh. So
You're talking about 6 ounces separating seven places. That is about as tight as it can get. And what a great time to have it, too. You just got that flounder in before it closed.
Yeah. It's we try to, with the new flounder regulations, we try to have Fallen Tide right at the end there so we can use that flounder. I guess if we pushed it past that, we could do a CPR-style tournament where we're using the rulers and taking pictures. But, guys, love to eat those flounder, make a little sandwich or something when you get home. I did. I made some almondine. Enjoyed that this week. It was great. But if you can get out there and go fishing, it's really going on down there in Plaquemines Parish. you got a north or, you know, east, northeast wind, you got that nice levee to protect you. You can get in close to that and catch a lot of fish. Really, it's set up perfectly for this type of year's, this time of year's seasonal winds. So great time to get down there and catch some fish.
And congratulations again to Francis Tran. His name has come up more than a couple of times on this show. He's a pretty good fisherman.
Oh, yeah. He's really big in the bass fishing world that Hobie does. He's gone out there and had great success. I think he's probably even fishing in their invitational, which is really, really hard to get into.
Well, hopefully he can make it to the Worlds and represent us real good down here in Louisiana. Brendan, thanks for the report. We always appreciate it. Kind of stay out of the wind, and thanks for an excellent report. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Don. Take care.
All right, Brendan Bayard. Next week you'll hear from Captain Eric Mohabarak. But right after this, we're going to get to some of your text messages at 504-260-1870 and tell you about our bad boy of the outdoors for the week. Could be looking at 30 years in jail. What did he do? We'll tell you right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, Trey, getting back to our text board where we left off, I had that question earlier about who was the most famous politician I went fishing with. And, you know, there may be somebody more famous, but immediately comes to mind the parish of Jefferson sheriff, Harry Lee. Both went hunting and fishing with him, and I got to tell you, he was the most fun politician for sure. Got some stories about fishing with Harry Lee. He even left me with a very famous sheep's head recipe. I call it Sheriff's Sheep Head, and it's enlisted on my list of recipes on my website. And Harry was a great personality. He was also a very good sheriff, and I don't make a habit of fishing with a lot of politicians, but there may be others, but he was the most memorable one for sure. And somebody found put the blame on cooking your goats on Dean, huh? Looks
yeah,
like
exactly.
Dean's in trouble now.
Big Mike called out Dean and said that was his idea to cook my little cute goats.
Well, we'll have a talk about that, I'm sure. All right, here's one that says, you're coming in loud and clear at a new home in Covington. Can't wait to get back out on the water as soon as our move-in is complete. That's from the Big Man Bassin. Well, congratulations on the new move-in. What's this one here, Sheree, from Ohio? What's that about?
Yeah, good morning from Ohio. A beautiful moon and a beautiful sun coming up. Stay sweet. Y'all missing home. Glad you're on the radio. So it sounds like you got a hometown boy up in Ohio now.
I think that's a hometown girl.
Oh,
if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But the beautiful moon, she's right. That's the Hunter's Moon that was up this month. And, boy, you got a new telescope. Bet you can't wait to go check it out, huh?
Yep. Birthday present from Blake. New telescope. And I can't wait to get back and use it.
All right. Here's one. Joe's Barbecue in Alvin. I know you ate there, girl.
Yes, indeed. If you lived in Alvin, you ate at Joe's.
Joe's Barbecue. Texas got some great barbecue. You got to give it to them.
Yes, we do.
All right. Here's one. Says, I work in the weekend shift at the refinery. But once I get off, I plan to check out the Andouille Festival in the Place. That's Corey listening to us. Go get you some of that andouille. All right, we're going to take a quick 10-second pause. When we come back, we'll tell you about this week's Bad Boy of the Outdoors right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents were notified on the night of August 30th about a single vessel boating incident in Horseshoe Lake in Concordia Parish, and learned that Bradley Edwards was operating a 16-foot boat with a 90-horsepower engine, which I've never seen a 16-foot with that kind of horsepower. Well, anyway, Edwards was allegedly running at a high rate of speed in the lake at night with a passenger when he struck a pier, ejecting himself into the water and the passenger onto the pier. Edwards and the passenger were taken to the Trinity Medical Center, where they were both treated for serious injuries. During their investigation, the agents discovered that Edwards was impaired at the time of the incident, you think, and he had his driving license suspended and arrested, and subsequently was booked into the Concordia Parish Jail and charged with fourth DWI offense of driving or operating a vessel or vehicle while intoxicated, first-degree vehicular negligent injury, careless operation of a watercraft, operating a watercraft during a license suspension, and overpowering of a motorboat, all of which, if convicted on his day in court, he'll be facing maximum criminal fines of $6,350 plus 10 to 30 years in jail. is 26-year-old Bradley Edwards of Monterey, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. You know, how do you get a fourth DWI? It should be impossible unless you get it in prison, because that's where you should be after the third one. You know, whatever happened to the three strikes, you're out, maybe after the second time around. But committing a fourth offense, DWI, I got to put the blame partly on the district attorney or the judge or both. You know, some of the bad boys steal resources from the public. This one actually endangers innocent lives and needs to be stopped. Maybe this will finally get him some time spent in jail.
Yeah, if nothing else, that's a public service announcement. Do not ride with Mr. Edwards.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know if you'll be driving much anymore. All right, if you got a text message, 504-260-1870. We'll share it with the rest of our audience. We got to get fishing reports, comments, questions. We love to hear it all, and we'll be right back after this and talk to Captain Ryan Lambert. Get a fishing report from down the tip of the boot. He's down at the Cajun Fishing Adventures Lodge. Sometimes he's over at Nolajase in Mexico. We'll find out where he is this Saturday morning right after this pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we call him the Plastic Man because that's what he loves to throw. He's like a guy riding in a float on Mardi Gras, throwing plastic out to the fish off to the side and hooking them, though, and bringing them in. But today he's not doing that. He's got the title of Professor Lambert. He's taken some LSU students on one of his very popular eco tours. What y'all going to see today, Cap Mariah?
Well, when we go, we put out gill nets and minnow traps, and we try to get some freshwater fish, saltwater fish on the line. And just ecosystem, you know, we teach them, but, you know, it's sometimes it's a legal course, sometimes it's just, you know, environmental course, you know, depending on which students we have. These are engineers, I think, today. Mm-hmm. Environmental engineering. So, yeah, my 12th grade education is stretched to the max, I promise you.
They'll be testing it. Well, you got that good practical experience that, you know, what do they call that? On the job training type stuff?
Yeah.
OJT.
It's something that's not common anymore. Common sense, huh?
OMT, on the marsh training. Listen, we had a caller asked a question about a bird identification. And the way it came across to me from my producer, Cullen, was that he wanted to know what type of bird is a bécroche. Now, you know, the bécroche. The bécroche is the woodcock, but they also...
Right, a bécroche is an ibis.
Right.
Crooked beak, bécroche.
Bécroche,
so,
yeah.
And then a grosbec is a yellow-crested night heron. Just the terminology is from French. And they used to have seasons on both of them. And they're very good to eat if you want to spend time in a federal penitentiary.
Is that firsthand knowledge that you know they're good to eat, or is that just hearsay?
Oh, no, I've eaten them. I've eaten them for sure.
Yeah.
You know, they had an old man lived in the woods when I was a kid, and we would go shoot them out the nest in June, and we'd take about six of them back to his little camp there, and he'd cook them up. Man, it was good. I still can remember that.
Oh, yeah. Now, you're talking about the night heron there, the grosbec.
Yeah, yellow-eared grosbec.
Yeah, there
but
was
ibis
a...
too. You know, I know people that's eaten ibis. I've never eaten ibis, but I've eaten grosbecs.
Yeah, there was a season on ibis at one. It was a season on a lot of things, if you look it up. Chipmunks and starling. I mean, they had a season for almost everything.
And there's plenty of them. I mean, I don't know why they would have shut it down, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, with the time.
There was a very famous case too of
actually,
what you remember that? I don't want to mention his name because it might embarrass somebody.
No, you don't.
But he was caught in the swamp. He was given an assignment by back in those days when the State Department was fairly corrupt. They sent him out on a mission to gather up a bunch of grosbec to prepare for some dignitaries coming in, and the feds got word of it, and they went out, and they were wrestling in the mud, and the mud, and the beer, and all. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, he had a bunch of them, too, didn't he?
Ooh, he was loaded down. He was very successful grosbec hunter. Those days are gone. Well, tell me, how's the fishing been down there? And is alligator season finally over?
Yeah, for fighting the wind like we've been fighting, we're still catching plenty of fish. We're catching some trout, reds, bull reds. You know, some flounders we're having to throw back, and, you know, sheepheads, black drums, whatever. You know, they just out there fishing and catching fish and making people happy right now. But yesterday, I think Little Ross got on a bunch of jackal vows and bull reds, and people wanted big fish. So You got to be careful what you ask for. You get a hold of 30 Jack Crevalle, you don't want no more big fish after that.
Absolutely, yeah. Well,
but
how's the river doing?
Boats going out, and they all going. Most of them going to the east, even with this wind, you know, because at least we're getting the canals and in the river.
Yeah.
But yesterday, I went from Burris all the way to Dixon Bay, and on the outside, it got rough though.
Oh, it had to be. Had to be. Yeah.
But
so
that's what we do.
Yeah. So how's the river looking? I think at 2.6, 2.7, and it looks like it's got a little rise coming. That's still low.
It jumped to 5.2 and it crested at 5.2 and then it's jumping, and it's gonna continue down to 2.2 here shortly. You know, by the end of the month it'll be 2.2, and they're not foreseeing anything in the south. It's gonna be a real dry southern winter and wetter in the northern tiers. I saw yesterday. And that's going to help our duck population and fill those ponds up there. And hopefully we won't get any giant fronts come through and put too much rain in the Mississippi Valley, because the trout are, you know, with this full moon, the trout are going to pour into the river down this way here this week. They're already down south. You know, they're in the river. There's nice trout are down by Paso Lutra down there. There's some fish in the jump already. So, you know, it's our time of year. It's going to get fun. I love fishing that river, as you know.
Absolutely. So alligator season, is it finally done, and did you fill all the
25th.
Tags?
25th.
Still got some time.
I got I got 6 tags that's got to be filled this week, so I'm going to work on them. I was just talking about that with little Tori. She's got 2 tags, so we're going to go down there and fill hers and go fill my 6 and fill the freezer with gator meat.
So they're still biting. That water temperature hadn't shut down the bite yet, huh?
No. No, they every day they sitting on the bank in that sun with their mouth open saying, "Oh, that feels so good."
Yeah, well, you give them that choice bait too. You give them the classy stuff. You don't take that old rotten smelly chicken. You give them the good stuff.
No, I shoot them in the face. That's what I do.
Yes, indeed,
it seems to work out.
Yeah.
So we got to do that. I see a cat stalking my rabbit in the yard. He's been sitting there for about 20 minutes to dead still, so I guess I better go move him, huh?
Yeah.
You don't know it's rabbit season. Oh, he's looking right at it, too, boy. Look, they're facing off. I'm walking right up to him, and neither one of them has moved.
Uh-oh.
Hey, get away.
Oh,
yeah, 2 rabbits. He's still chasing them. Crazy cat.
Yeah, well, he knows what's
it's
good.
It's wilderness down here, buddy, I tell you.
Yeah, he knows what's good. That's for sure.
For sure,
well,
buddy.
Go have you a good tour. Educate those engineers. Teach them right. And we'll catch up with
you
again
next week. All right, buddy. I'm going to take care of it.
All right. Give us that phone number before you go.
Sure. They can call me at 504-559-5111. And we still got a few slots open in early November for ducks. And after that, it's pretty much booked.
All right. Make sure you keep your fingers and toes in the boat when you're fooling with them gators.
We'll do, buddy. We'll do.
All right. Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right. Add this come in, Cherie, in regard to our bad boy. What was that one? It said maybe he served his time after the third one and got out. He's 26 years old. After how much time would you get with a third DWI? Maybe he was 6 when he got his first DWI, and then he was 10 when he got the second, and maybe a teenager. Nah, I ain't buying it. No, you're 26 years old and you got a fourth DWI. Time to throw the key away. All right, we got some more texts. We'll get back to those, and also we're going to get Cherie to tell us about the Pointer Rescue Plan. You're looking for a nice pet or even a new hunting buddy. You want to do some bird hunting? She'll tell you how to do it through the Pointer Rescue Program right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, sure, we got some text to catch up on. We got Matthew. He's headed to do some bow hunting west of Waco, Texas, kind of way out there west. Good luck to you. Big E and Thibodeau's going to Central to fish with his grandson up at Wadio Pond. That's one of the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries catfish-stocked lakes. Good luck to you. Also, we got this one said last week during the gumbo talk, I mentioned Brunnings. His stepmom and her mom worked there, so we ate there often. Yeah, poor me, in parentheses. Yeah, I know what you mean. Brunnings was one of my favorite restaurants before it shut down. Once found a box of frozen breaded onion rings, used it as bait. The mullet went crazy, caught around 20 in less than an hour. There you go. Who knew? Breaded onion rings to catch your mullet. Then we got this one in. You mentioned earlier about a Kansas bird hunt soon. Any recommendations? I'm looking at Ekman's Preserve by Lawrence, Kansas, in late November. That's Phil and Thibodeau. All right, you're the Kansas expert.
Yeah, so I was going to say Irish Creek Outfitters near Hutchinson, Kansas. That's more south central. We hunt on private land in north central Kansas around Hayes, but I do have an adopted pointer in St. Joseph's, Missouri, which is a little bit northeast of Lawrence, and his handler says they got wild birds all over the place. So I say give Ekman's Preserve a chance and get back to us and let us know how it went.
Yep, for sure. Well, talking about the Pointer Rescue Program, we were talking about that earlier. You're involved with it. How does it work?
So these are dogs that find themselves looking for foster homes, either strays that end up as shelters. There are a lot of hunting outfits that retire dogs, or they're looking for a very specific characteristic of a dog. It's just not meeting what they need, and these places surrender their dogs to the organization. And these dogs find themselves in need of a foster home. So that's what I do, is foster dogs. I have two right now. And as I mentioned earlier, Lady, a registered pointer, phenomenal dog, handler going through some health issues. And so she's with us. And then a dog that found himself in a shelter for over a year and people just not understanding the breed. He took a short time with an adopter for about 4 months and was returned. But, you know, there are lots of other ways in addition to fostering. You can be part of the transport team. Mm-hmm. You can pick up dogs. You've done this before and give them an overnight place until they can get on their transport or get their way to their new foster home. The other thing is I think this is a great program for people who are looking to adopt dogs. Fosters know their dogs very, very well. And so if you're looking for a dog that makes a great companion dog, and these working dogs like hunting breeds actually are wonderful family dogs for an active family. But some of these dogs, man, they want to hunt. And so if you're looking for one, and, you know, we usually, a couple of ours, had one, Jeb, you may remember, mm-hmm. we not only hunted him in the Dakotas yeah. and up in Kansas, but he was field trialed and was a junior hunter. And so, you know, we know whether or not these dogs are going to make that. And so it's a good way to understand a lot about the dog that you're going to adopt.
Yeah, it's rewarding when you hear back from the new owners how well the dogs are doing. They're so happy that the dogs are hunting and the dogs are happy. It's just a win-win program. And, of course, the transport, if somebody just wants to participate in that, it's kind of like a relay race. I mean, they go across the country, and you might drive, what, maybe an hour, hour and a half, and you pick up the dog and you bring it to the next place. And before you know it, a dog in Virginia might end up at somebody's place in Texas.
Yeah, it is. And I keep in touch with all my adoptive families. I know how all my dogs are doing, you know, and so it is wonderful. And yeah, you've done the relay race and mm-hmm. kind of crazy, but man, you're part of that team and it's just something that's unbelievable. But if you want to check them out on Facebook, they're Pointer Rescue, Organization or pointerrescue.org if you want to look at them online. And you know, a lot of times this Gulf Coast, Texas, Louisiana area, we're super short on drivers or people who can go mm-hmm. get dogs. There is a dog in Louisiana, Baton Rouge right now, Anchovy, looking for a foster home. And so if you have a room and you have some time that you enjoy spending with dogs, you know, consider. They don't stay with you and it's heartbreaking. But mm-hmm. when you take a look at the list of those that are still waiting, you know it's worth it.
Is there any cost to somebody to adopt a dog? What is
the cost for the dogs is a $300 adoption fee. And funny story, I had Jeb at one of the AKC trials, and of course the gentleman didn't know he was a rescue dog, and he came up to me and he said, "I understand you're not keeping this dog. You know, I'll give you $800 for this dog." And I said, well, he's already, he's bought and paid for his $300 adoption fee.
PointerRescue.org. Look into it if you have any inclination to either volunteer or if you're in the market to either foster a dog before it gets its final home, or maybe you could become the new owner with a new hunting buddy. Enjoy the Cherie, as always. Look forward to our next broadcast together sometime around Christmas.
Absolutely.
We'll be up in Kansas. Thank you all for listening and tuning in. We really appreciate your text messages and your listening over the years. Hope you'll join us again next week and each and every week. We do it from 5 to 7 a.m. And a special thanks to Cullen Steele, our producer back at the network, pushing all the right buttons at the right time. We really appreciate him. See you next week on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.